Well, Archbishop Sample has another installment on his YouTube channel. Here he is with Fishers of Men.
I want to share with you a spiritual insight that came to me just a couple years ago that really helped me. And I think maybe it can help you too. I'm going to start with sharing with you the beginning of chapter 5 of Luke's Gospel, where we read, "Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, Jesus asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, 'Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch.' And Simon answered, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing. But at your word, I will let down the nets.' And when they had done this, they enclosed a great shoal of fish. And as their nets were breaking, they beckoned to their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink." Now, what I'd like to share with you is what I noticed about this gospel story that, quite honestly, I hadn't noticed before. First of all, notice what Jesus says to Simon. He tells Simon to put out into the deep waters for a catch. You know, that's significant. In fact, St. John Paul II picked up on this. It was one of his favorite expressions. Duc in altum, put out into the deep for a catch. Of course, he was talking about evangelization. And that's what I'm talking about here with you today, because this is all about evangelization. Jesus tells Peter, Simon, to put out into the deep water. And he's asking me and you to do the same thing. You know, not to stay in the shallows where it's easy and comfortable. We'd all like to stay there. I'd like to stay there. No, Jesus says, go out into the deep water. There's a big catch out there waiting. It's a challenge to us. It's a challenge to us to go deep, not to stay shallow in our work of sharing Jesus and the gospel with others. The other thing I notice about this, though, that to me is really significant, and this is really kind of the heart of what struck me just recently, just in the last couple years. There's a miraculous catch of fish here. A miraculous catch. I mean, Simon's been out fishing with his partners all night, and Jesus comes to him and says, go out into the deep and put your nets down for a catch. You know, and Peter's kind of probably thinking to himself, okay, Lord, I'm the fisherman here. This is my trade. This is what I do. You're a carpenter or a rabbi. What do you know about fishing? And it's all, you almost get the sense that Peter's humoring Jesus. Okay, at your word, I'll put out into the deep and lowers the nets. And what's significant is Jesus filled the net, not Peter. Do you get the point? In other words, the miracle, the catch, was Jesus' work, not Simon's. All Simon had to do was what the Lord asked him to do, what he already knew how to do his part in catching this incredible shoal of fish. Well, the same is true for us. And Jesus is asking us to do the same thing, to do our part. He's going to do the work. He's going to fill the net. He's going to bring the people to himself. He's just asking us to be his instruments, to do sometimes what we already know how to do, just to share openly the gospel with others in the ordinary circumstances of our life, in our work, in our homes, in our relations with others. That's all he's asking of us. He'll do the rest. He'll make the ordinary extraordinary, as he did for Simon. Okay, now allow me to read on, because there's another point here in this gospel passage that I think is really important, at least it is for me. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth, you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. Do you see Simon Peter's reaction? He's suddenly in the face of Jesus, in the face of this incredible miracle. Simon Peter's suddenly profoundly aware of his own sinfulness, his own unworthiness, his own inadequacy. He doesn't feel worthy to be even in Jesus' presence. Depart from me, Lord. Man, I can relate to that. Maybe you can too sometimes. But how does Jesus respond? Jesus doesn't respond by saying, yeah, you're a sinner. I know you're a sinner. No, he simply tells Simon Peter, don't be afraid. Another great line that St. John Paul II picked up on often, telling us not to be afraid to open our hearts to Christ and to share him with others. Don't be afraid, Jesus tells Simon Peter. Don't be afraid, Jesus tells us, because I'm going to do the work. I'm going to make you a fisher of men. Trust me. Do what I ask of you, and great things are going to happen. I assure you, just as they did for Simon Peter, not just in this scene, but throughout the rest of Simon Peter's life. Now, all of that said, some of us still get very anxious when we face difficult situations, when we face a challenge to share the gospel, our faith, our heart with another. I know I do. I'm sure you do too sometimes. You know, it's that putting out into the deep water. You know, that's a little scary to go out into deep, dark water and not to stay where it's comfortable. Here's how I handle those situations, because I face them all the time just like you do. I say a simple prayer of surrender to Jesus. You know, many of you have heard me promoting the surrender novena, but it's not just a novena, it's not just a prayer. For me, it's a spirituality, it's a way of life. It's a way of living my faith and sharing it with others. When I face a difficult situation, I simply surrender that situation to Jesus, sort of like Jesus is asking Simon Peter to do in this story that I just shared with you. Trust him. I say a simple prayer. When I face a situation that's causing me anxiety, fear, an uneasiness, a sense of my unworthiness, am I going to succeed? Am I going to fail here? This is going to be tough. I say a simple prayer. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of it. And he does. Every time. So it's just something practical that maybe you can try when you're facing a difficult situation. Just give it to Jesus. Simon Peter eventually learned how to do that with his own life. Just give it to Jesus. Jesus, you take care of it. You know, it's up to you, Jesus. You're going to do the work. You fill the net. All you're asking me to do is do my part. Say this very simple prayer, and you will realize Jesus changes everything.